I've ever taken into my mind and meditated on has come from someone else. You know, that's pretty cool. You know, really, I couldn't take a whole, I could probably study to show myself approved, but even if it was out of the Word of God, it would be coming directly from God, amen? And so a lot of times people will say, well, you know, I got this message directly from God. Well, then you got it from His Word. You figured it out. God gave it to you. But so many times people give you great thoughts and great understanding as you walk through life, amen? And life turns into a life worth living because God's given that life to you. Amen? You got life today? Hallelujah. You know what? That life came not only from God, but he made this great plan that he was going to use us. Strange, isn't it? That he was going to use us to bring forth the redemptive story of the Lord Jesus Christ in a bigger way. You know, if he was the only son and just stayed there, it wouldn't have been much of a splash in the water. But he was an only son that became the first begotten that begot sons and daughters, amen? And we're telling the story on planet Earth today about this great God that came to Earth and give his life up and then rose from the dead like we raised from the dead, amen? And that we forever live with Christ in eternity or today in heavenly places, the Bible says, amen? Talking about receiving a word, our sister from Nicaragua, Anna Carla, Pastor Anna Carla, she gave a word in Grand Forks, and the word was closing circles. And it will forever be in my mind and in my life and in my heart because what she said was so true. It changed my life, and I've closed probably in this last month. You remember Dave said, don't stop, don't wait for the new year, because a good chance if you're waiting for the new year, you forgot everything that went on in November, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because when you get a good thing, you usually go and you investigate it, you think about it, you're going to plan to do it, amen? Have you ever really been stirred up? Maybe it was a multi-level marketing thought, and you go back home, and you're working it all out, and you're checking out how much money you're going to make. But the big thing is you're all excited about it, so you're wanting to get involved in it. You don't wait for a month, 2 months, 3 months, because after that, you'd forget about it, right? And so this message really impacted me, and it was through her sickness. It was through, man, she was fighting for her life, literally fighting for her life, and this message come out. And I didn't get all the scriptures that she had, so I put some more scriptures in there. And so completing the circles in your life. You know, a circle is very, very important. It goes like this. Does that make some sense? Okay, the world has a circle that goes like this. The only thing, a straight line, and you know, sometimes I think people that have straight line, you know, like when you're in an operating room and you straight line, what does that mean? You died. You didn't make it, you died. I think a lot of people running on a straight line, they get to the end of the straight line and maybe it never ends and they're dead. And we need to realize that we're in the circle of life, amen? Get in the circle. Let the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit saturate you with the goodness and the greatness of God, amen? Hallelujah. So, in this thought, Paul said this. He said, being confident of this very thing, hallelujah, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Okay, has God started a good work in you?
Yeah.
All right, so if he started a good work in you, you think he can complete it?
Yeah.
You think he can get the job done?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you don't think he can get the job done, then your circle won't be completed.
No.
That'll be a bummer, won't it? Hallelujah. So we need to know that the Word of God is true, and what God says, and I'm completely confident in it, that what he started to do, he can finish what the job is going to take to get finished.
Amen.
And there's quite a bit of work to be done on the part of Jesus on all of in all of our behalves. So the makeup of God is to finish things. And if you think about that in the book of Genesis, God started a day. Thank God that he didn't get tired and say, well, I'm not going to complete that day, the first day. And the second day, well, you know, I got tired. I need to take a nap. I'll miss that. And then the third day, he worked a half day, went fishing the other half a day. You know, what a messed up world we would live in if God was not a God that completed things. Amen? Hallelujah. So God is a God that completes things. And in fact, that's in Genesis going to the book of Revelations at the end of the Bible says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Uh-huh. I am the beginning and the end. Oh, I am 2 hours from the end? No. Well, you know, somebody else started it, but I kind of finished it up, you know. He didn't say that. He said, I am the beginning, I am the end, I'm the Alpha, the Omega. Whatever God is going to do, he can and will complete it in you if you trust in him. Amen? And it says, we won't doubt, if we don't doubt about that, and that's why when Paul said that being confident of this very thing, are we confident? You know, sometimes confidence comes not so easy. You know, you can hear a message last week and you can forget it for this week. You could be all excited about 2 weeks ago and you could be all dead today, straight lined. We have to be in the circle of life. We have to get in, walk in the Spirit that God has given to us, available to us, that the Holy Spirit, we have to be intentional about walking in the things of God. Amen? Amen. To be confident in the things of God, you're going to have to walk in them. Hallelujah. I remember the first time that I poured 1 yard of concrete. The very, very first time that I poured concrete, it scared me right out of my mind. Because I had seen some pretty tough-looking concrete work, and if you don't, if you're not on top, and if you don't get going, and if it's hot and miserable, then you won't get it done. You won't get it finished to completion. And you know what? I was not very confident in it. But you know, every time I did it again, 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 I did it again. I got confident in it. And so it's still a little bit nerve-wracking when the sun's shining and it's hot out and you're going to have an hour and a half to get this all laid down and finished. And I also want to say that God is a finisher. You'd say, well, you know, he's not done with me yet. Yeah, that's right, but he wants to finish you. Amen? You say, well, you know what, I'm pretty good. Well, you know, I'm a sinner saved by grace. God doesn't want a sinner saved by grace. He wants a sinner that got grace so he could get saved so God could finish him to perfection. Well, you know what, I don't think any of us could be perfect. Well, no, but God says in Ephesians 4 that he wants to perfect the saints of God so they can do the work of the ministry. That means you. Amen? Hallelujah. So God's just doing a great work and an overhauling. And if there's a shift in our hearts and our lives, I believe that we have to believe that God can do this wonderful work that he promised and that we have to take confidence in it by doing it again and again and again and again and again. Pretty soon things are going to change because you're going to know what's going on. You're going to be trusting the master of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Closing circles of little things, even in the natural, in your life is very, very important. Okay. When Anna Carla was preaching this message, I started thinking about my thoughts about when I'm walking through different areas. I look at it and I'm going, yeah, I should finish that. And I was walking a little farther. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get that next week or maybe I should do it right now. Usually it does not say, maybe I should do it right now. But then I walk and I go over here and I'm going, you know what? I knew that I was going to do that yesterday. Then I go over here and I said, you know what? Maybe sometime. And sometimes these things that we're dealing with only would take 1 minute or 2 minutes. This one stairway that bothered me all summer, okay? A stairway that bothered me all summer. I'd painted the top stairway. If you've ever been at my home, you go up the stairs and up the stairs, and I painted that and made it look real good. But going down into the basement looked like, you know, like you could be scared going down there. It's a little scary down there in the basement anyway. But you know what? And I looked down there, and I said, you know what? I'm going to clean that up. And then I looked down, and I'm going to clean it up. But it was a circle unclosed. And so every time I'm walking around this building that we purchased a couple of years ago, it's going like, fix me, fix me, fix me. And I have all these circles that aren't closed, circles that aren't closed. Have you been there before?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, that's an example of just in the natural, these circles start driving you a little crazy. But it starts affecting, the circles begin to start affecting your life. In a natural sense, pretty soon when you are not closing those circles, you could go up into your home and you could start taking a look. A person could start taking a look going, what's going on here? And a lot of times it's psychologically going on that you're not completing circles, and you have so many circles that's uncompleted that it's starting affecting your realm in your mind. In fact, this is a proven fact, that when you get all these uncompleted circles that aren't finished, pretty soon it starts affecting you in a negative way. Now, I like to complete circles so things start affecting me in a positive way. And so I heard this message right away. I was excited about the message, and I started completing circles. My wife was so excited. I mean, she was excited because her love language is me doing something for her. You know, it's not like, you know, buying her roses, you know, that's all right. You know, but when I do something that helps her, she, I love you. You know, and so I started completing these circles, and I started telling her what happened in this sermon that Anna Carla preached, and I said it's affected me. So yesterday I was looking at this one floor that I said, I know that I can do something with this floor. I know that I can do something with it. So we just cleaned the floor out, and we were going to put, and it was beautiful rock, but the rock was all dull. It looked bad. You know, most people would come in and say, hey, it looks good. But we had this concrete finisher stuff that you could put on it. And when you put that on it, it brought all of the colors and the beauty of the rock out of it. And, you know, Sandy got so excited. I only was going to do half of it. You know, that's enough closing circles, you know. But she got on it. She said, man, let's do the whole thing. So she cleaned out the whole bathroom, and she washed the floor, and it dried out. And I put that sealer on there. And the stones there just popped out. It was beautiful. You see, when you finish circles, it's beautiful, even in the natural. I had this one little, it took me, I would swear, probably a minute and a half. But it was a railing that come up to my home, and it would take a little piece of metal, a little L channel, and all I had to do is fasten it to the one main brace and to the railing to make it safe. Minute and a half. And I'd been walking up and down the stairs saying, yeah, I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to do something about a circle unclosed. It's not a circle that isn't closed isn't a circle. Amen? And a lot of times, a lot of things can get out of that circle. And God's challenging us in the Holy Spirit to complete circles. Now, I'm talking about natural things here. We're going to get into the spiritual things here for a moment of time to just see how we're doing there. See, we've really been challenged to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, right?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Everyone's going, oh, no, here it comes. No, we have been challenged by the Holy Ghost, by conferences that we spent great time, effort, and money on to hear what God is saying. What if it's God talking today? Oh, no, it's just Pastor Jake. Don't worry about it. We'll forget about it next week. Hallelujah. You know what? We live our lives like that, so I'm just trying to put it out there. If you get enough of these little things on your mind, in your subconscious, it will start affecting you. If not completed, it starts showing up in your life. Houses not clean, vehicles not washed, junk in the yards. I mean, it can go all over the place. How about spiritual things not completed? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Do you want to get out from under the law? Really, that was the challenge to us, that we would get out from under the law. Well, I got to go to church. No, you don't have to go to church. You get to go to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do I go to church? Because I love God with all of my heart. That's a good, well, you know what? The pastor would be disappointed if I don't come to church. Well, he probably will, but that's not why you're going to church, is it? Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have to be intentional. And I'm keeping on that word. I'm going to keep that one in me. Intentional. I have to be intentional to close circles. Amen? All right. So natural things, I started closing circles. I started feeling a lot better. I'm walking around that big building now, and I'm feeling much better. I had Andy over there, and he did a bunch of closing of circles. I don't hear the lights going. He took them ballasts out of there, got new ones in there. I turned it on. I'm going, oh, I like that. Silence. Hallelujah. You know, just completing circles in the natural will help your mental mind in a great way. But in the spiritual sense, and spiritual is really natural things, right? Affecting natural things. Like this morning, I got up, and of course, when I'm preparing a sermon like this, I'm doing everything right so I can feel good, so I can feel self-righteous. I have the message of the hour, and I'm doing it. For one day at least. I got the message, you know, let's go for it. And so today I seen my beautiful wife and I said, hi, honey, good morning, I love you. She said, mm-hmm. You see, that was being intentional of something that I should be doing in the realm of love, right? Because the Bible told us, as far as in the realm of the fruits of the Spirit, love is the first one. Amen? Okay, but you're always tested on joy right away in the morning. You know, what if she didn't say something back to you that was positive? Did you lose your joy? Well, you know, I said, I love you, honey. And she goes, ugh. Maybe I should put her in my place. Maybe I would be the guy going, oh, yeah, sure you do. You know, but when I hear someone loves me, I should be right away saying, yeah, thank you, honey. That makes me happy. Right? Hallelujah. And if that's making me happy, then there should be peace coming out of that happiness. Right? Hallelujah. You know, those three things are easy. Now, these are the nice things that we really like to do. Long-suffering. I want to be long-suffering. Go ahead and make me suffer someplace. Danny, slap me in the face, kick me, trip me, whatever. Make me be long-suffering. I mean, we're so short-suffering. If we suffer in one, you know, the old gorilla of the flesh, the bear comes out of us. We have to be intentional on doing the things that God told us to do. And one of the things he really emphasized, the fruit of the Spirit. I'm long-suffering. Well, what does that mean? It's going to take a long time and a lot of suffering in situations that you're going to go through. Amen? Situations are the things that you're wanting to change, but if you don't use the fruit of the Spirit to change them, which is walking in the Spirit, they're not going to change. Does that make sense? We're saying everyone wants change. Everyone wants change. I want a new shift. I want a reverse and everything else. But if we don't say, I am intentionally going to walk out the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be long-suffering. Now that's tough enough, but then it says you're going to be long-suffering in gentleness. Oh, this is fun. Oh, gentle. In fact, I have to think. I have to put intentional thinking on how I could be gentle. You know, sometimes you work in professions that you don't want to be gentle. You want to just tear things up. Like right around August, I'm not very gentle because you've been fighting the ground. You've been fighting shovels. You've been fighting contractors. It's just like, God, help us. But you know what? He said long-suffering and gentle. And if you close up that circle every day, do you know how happy you're going to be? You close up the circle because, you see, the devil can't get into that circle. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is there. And when you get in that circle and they're there, the devil can't break in. But if you leave that circle open, he'll come in every time, and you'll get in the flesh. The works of the flesh needs to be crucified, right? Yeah. Ye are dead. Remember singing the song? We haven't sang that for a long time, but you're dead. And now your life is hid in Christ, in God. Amen? And so we need to understand that these things are good for us. Goodness. And it's interesting. I think that this is in an apostolic order. And so it's gentleness, it's goodness, and then it's faith. And we say, I need to have faith, I need to have faith, I need to have faith. Yeah, but you need to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, amen, goodness, faith. Amen. So I'm going to have faith to move the world. Well, if you don't have the first 5-6 areas straightened out, your faith is going to be a tough deal, isn't it? You might be dangerous. You remember the disciples when Jesus, when the people were a little mucking around with the doctrine of Jesus, he said, let's call down fire from heaven. You know what? Faith without good understanding of who God is and what he's wanting to do can be very, very dangerous. I am a very dangerous person. I don't want to be dangerous. I want to have the fruit of God in me so my faith can change people's lives because I love them so much. I want them to have joy. I want them to have peace. I want them to have long suffering, so I'm long suffering with them. Don't you want to be long? Like, hey, have you ever started a job and you knew nothing about the job? Nothing. And then the person that's with you is very impatient, not very long-suffering. And they want you to know everything they know, and they've been there for 10 years. Okay? And they're going, oh, yeah, you should know everything. Well, no, I don't know anything. And so they have to walk you through it, whether it's a cash register, whether it's flipping burgers at McDonald's, whatever it is. You have to find out the system, right? And you're wanting grace, and you're wanting long-suffering, you're wanting goodness, and you're wanting gentleness, you're wanting mercy mostly. Hallelujah. Hey, are we still here? Can we complete some circles? Love you, honey. I love you too. I hope you have a peaceful day, honey. Yeah, I hope you do also. See, it starts so some of these things start just right at home. Amen?
That's right.
And if you're going to have peace, you're going to have to get a hold of the peacemaker. And sometimes they say, if you will pray for a half hour before you get up, it'll be a lot better. True. But you have to remember who you're praying to is the one that gives you love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, kindness, faith. He gives you these things, and he's the only one that can. And that's why it's not by our works of righteousness. It's by his grace only that you're saved. Not only saved, but changed. You can change nothing in your own self, but we always want to, don't we? I am so strong. My character is so powerful. I can change. You can't change nothing. How dare you say that? Well, I've been around a long time. I can't really change too much of anything. And if I think I change, then I find out about a week later I haven't changed. Sometimes these circles, this message, I don't think I'll ever forget the message, but sometimes I forget it for a day. Sometimes I can forget it for a week. But you know, with a week unclosed, what opportunity is the enemy having to get into your life? If you don't close the circles, the enemy can get into your life. And it starts bothering you. Now, it might not bother you too much. Maybe you got five things to close, a circle to close. How about forgiveness? You want to close the circle? You know, everyone knows, I got to forgive. Well, you can't forgive anyone, really. And that's really difficult because that person really did you wrong. In your mind, perception is everything. What you perceive in your mind that that person did you wrong, whether they were wrong, right, or in between, whatever they did, it's in your mind, and your perception is everything. So you have the choice to ask for forgiveness or to forgive them. Usually it's easier to ask for forgiveness because they're probably thinking they're right anyway, right? Oh, I'm not going to ever ask for forgiveness. Well, why don't you just forgive them? Well, yeah, but I was right. Right or wrong, who cares? If it completes the circle that you can go on, was Jesus right? He was perfect. They killed the King of Glory. Do you think that your life is going to be any better than Jesus? You say, well, you know, once I get a hold of Jesus, when I got a hold of Jesus, nothing changed. Right? Or when I get a hold of Jesus, everything changes. Well, does it? Does it change for you? I mean, these are the questions that we would have to ask for this new year, because if we're going to go in, let's complete some circles. And that doesn't mean we're going to complete everything by a Friday. But it's a good place to start, is let's complete some circles. Maybe you got some unfinished business at home that would help you just doing things in the natural. You know, it's crazy how, you know, it's kind of like, well, why should I make my bed? I'm going to sleep in it tonight anyway. You keep on breaking those areas, pretty soon you go out and I don't need to shovel snow because it's going to melt in the summer anyway. You say, well, no one thinks that way. Oh yeah, they do. But really what it is unclosed circles in people's lives. And this gal, I mean, she was putting it on me. I was gone. She was sick and everything else, and she was delivering this message. And if that's the only message that she ever delivered, I know that it changed my life. And I am forever grateful to that lady that pushed through in sickness and all of that to bring that message to change my life. Because she brought a message of Jesus that day. She brought something to me personally that Jesus said, hey, I give you this, Pastor Jake. And I know that it's going to make me a better person because it's not me, but it's Christ in me that's working out this thing. I am confident in the Lord that He can work out these things in all of our lives. Amen? How about you? Are you confident today? Yeah. Hallelujah. When the job is completed and the inspectors have been there, payments will be made. Think about that. When the job is completed, and I'm not talking about work righteousness, but to get paid for a job, you have to complete the job. They inspect the job, and then you get the check. How many people want the check? Okay. I'd like the check today. Hallelujah. You know, you're just thinking it's $10. What if it was $1 million? Well, I'm sure that if we would add up the financial things that we have lost because of not doing what we're looking at here, it would be millions and millions of dollars involved. So in completion and knowing that God is a rewarder of them that diligent, not half-heartedly, but diligently seek Him, diligently after the things of God, diligently saying, God, Give me the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. It might save your marriage. Amen. It might change the destiny of your sons and daughters. It might do all sorts of things if you just start doing some simple things that God told us to do. Amen? It certainly will change us, and if it changes us, it'll benefit all of us because we won't be so cranky with each other, right? Hallelujah. So the circle of life is a circle, not a straight line, because when you straight line, you're dead. Hallelujah. Intentionally, with expectation of promise, knowing the season that we are in, it's going to bring an anticipation of something that's going to happen. I believe that. I believe that from this point on, there is something in the realms of the heavenlies, because God is coming back. I mean, Jesus is coming back for his church, and his church is a beautiful, radiant woman filled with the glory of God to prepare for the coming of Christ, the husband of the church, the head of the church. Isn't that beautiful? Would you please stand and let's pray. Hallelujah. 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 This young lady here with the glasses, purple, black. The Spirit of the Lord would say that I am the God that says that I am. And I am the God that has promised and brought deep and wonderful things into your thoughts and into your life. And I am the God that can complete those thoughts, saith the Spirit of the Lord. My Spirit is in you. My Spirit is radiating the beauty of who I am. And he's going to radiate and wanting to radiate you as a gift from him to the earth around you, to the people around you, to the ones. I just see the glory of God. And you'd say, well, what is the glory of God? God is saying to be intentional, to know that I'm with you continuously. That is my glory. My presence walking with you and knowing who you are and you knowing who I am, that is intentional. And it will be a life-changing experience, not only for you, because of course we all want to be changed into the image, likeness of God, but even greater for the people around about you. And I really see you as a young person that is going to affect your generation like you do not believe. And you're a jet setter in the realm. And a lot of people want to be jet setters here, there, and everywhere, but you're a jet setter in the realm of the Holy Spirit. And he's ready to do a mighty, mighty work in these days ahead. And the great thing is your opportunity of glory is to spend very, very close and precious times, intimate times, for your destiny and other people's destiny, say the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tom and Jen, your time, your season is here, and for your greatest impact and understanding of what God is planning on doing. It's been an anticipation, talking about the word anticipation. There's been something on the inside of both of you saying, well, God, we can feel it. We know it's there. It's right on the edge, but when are we ever going to get to the place where we can go over and experience all the things that you have for us? And I hear you have been patient, Tom. Jennifer, you have been patiently waiting. And in your patience is a perfection. God has to perfect us to some place. And many have went out unprepared, uneducated, unlearned of the things that need to happen. But you've hung in there. You've humbled yourself. You've asked for forgiveness and many different shortcomings. And you've said, God, I want you and all that you have and all the glory, Lord, for this day and for this hour. And old things have passed away, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Behold, all things have become new. That really needs to be a heart for all of us, because we can't drag old things, those old unclosed circles, with us into this new year. God bless you guys. Hallelujah. We stand in total healing, totally knowing that God can heal. And Deb, I am standing with you, this congregation is standing with you, that God is a healing God. God is a miraculous God. God stands up for his people. He will fight for his sons and daughters. And the miracles and signs and wonders that we always talk about are here, and he's ready to do great and wonderful things. Father, right now, we release everything that you are upon your daughter now in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, all of the battles that have been fought have only been fought because Deb has said, I'm trusting an almighty God that walks with me, that talks with me, that gives me information. And Father, right now we stand in that information realm by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be healed, be made whole in everything in Jesus' name. Bethany, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. That deal is not the deal because the zeal is taking over the deal. You remember that last week? You know, the zeal's the deal. And your zeal for God is driving that enemy out of your body, saith the Spirit of the living God. And God's going to begin to instruct and give you understanding that is from out of this world. It's not going to be like, well, somebody said this, somebody said that, doctor said this over there. It's going to be an out-of-the-world experience for a life-changing realm that God is bringing into it. Hallelujah. I like that. I do like that. Life-changing. Now, this is an assignment. If you would take an assignment, anyone want an assignment? It's a good one. Okay, so on Friday, we are meeting here, I believe, no, Thursday. Yeah, Thursday night. Boy, I lost myself here. I probably crowned somebody Miss Universe. Wrong one, shucks. Okay, no, Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, I want you to prepare, if you would, if you're wanting to, a prophetic word for this new year. And if you could just write it down, you don't have to write your name, you can write your name, but what I'm wanting to do is have this body just write a prophetic word that what you think God is saying for us for this new year, all right? And then what I'm going to get them to get together and compile them, and then I'm going to compare them with the prophetic words of the prophets for this new year. Does that make some sense? So if that's you, if you could write them down for this New Year's event, and when we go in there, at least God probably will use you for shaping this new year in the prophetic. Does that make sense? Okay, if you get a prophetic word, that does not mean that you're a prophet. So don't everyone come say, I'm a prophet. No, it means that God's using you to speak a word of encouragement for this New Year's, all right? Does that make some sense? All right. Father, bless your people. God, give them the glory due your name. Thank you, Lord, for doing a mighty work and able to complete, and we have complete confidence that you can complete these words now. We release your blessings upon this body. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, if you're needing any type of prayer for anything, whether it be healing, whether it be any area, we're wanting you up here, and we're going to pray for you, and we'll see great results. Amen? Because God answers prayer. God bless you. You're dismissed. Have a wonderful, wonderful few days until New Year's, and we'll see you at that time. God bless you. No Wednesday evening services. All right. Until the New Year's. Turn me back on. Okay, team 1, team 2.